AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The head of the Food and Drug Administration, Robert Califf, has asked for a review of the agency's food and tobacco programs following months of criticism over their handling of the baby formula shortage and e-cigarette reviews.
Our food is as safe as it's ever been, so to say it's not working is, in my view, just incorrect. That doesn't mean it can't be a lot better and that there aren't major problems. So, you know, that's why we're doing this top-down review and plan to make significant changes.
There's been intense criticism of the delayed response by the FDA to contamination problems at the country's largest infant formula plant. Disbarred South Carolina attorney Alex Murdaugh pleaded not guilty to murdering his wife and son. Murdaugh has been behind bars since October, charged with financial crimes and several other charges that were uncovered after the killings of his wife and son last year. A mandatory evacuation order has been lifted in North Texas, but the threat of wildfires remains high.
Initially, they were a mandatory evacuation just due to the fire activity and the nature of the incident, but they have since been lifted and are just at a voluntary status.
Aaron O'Connor is a fire information officer. The fire has burned about 9 square miles in Texas, destroyed at least a dozen structures, and is only about 10% contained. President Biden is preparing to announce new actions on climate change just days after an influential Democratic senator squashed hopes for a sweeping legislative package of new environmental programs this year. The president's latest efforts come as he is set to visit a former coal-fired power plant in Somerset, Massachusetts. Britain's record-breaking heat wave has spurred calls for the government there to speed up efforts to adapt to climate change. Sales of previously occupied homes slowed for the fifth consecutive month as higher mortgage rates and rising prices kept many home hunters on the sidelines. Stocks are higher on Wall Street. This is AP News. The Hong Kong Book Fair has opened with fewer political books this year. The main organizer of the book fair says it did not screen the books for sale. Kaying Wong, a guest curator at the House of Hong Kong Literature, says China has tightened censorship and there is the attack on the economy because of the coronavirus pandemic.
It's sure not an easy job for us to put up a booth in the book fair and being selected here.
The book fair is one of the largest in Asia. Novelist Gabriel Sang says they have to walk a fine line.
Core thing we have to do is to deliver our work to our readers so that they can know our ideas. If this cannot be done, then our intention cannot be complete.
Last year, complaints were lodged in Hong Kong against Raymond Yung's Hillway Culture for exhibiting politically sensitive books.
They may want to impose a further control over the content displayed in the book fair.
Yung's books are not allowed at this year's book fair. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.